You're listening to The Plug with Neil Griffiths.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of The Plug Podcast with me, Neil Griffiths, presented by our good friends at Audio Technica Australia. As always, if you haven't already, subscribe, rate, and review the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to this episode on. And follow us on Instagram, at The Plug with Neil Griffiths, and on TikTok, at theplug.podcast. My guests this week are Broden and Mark of Aussie comedy group Auntie Donna. The last time I spoke to the guys was in 2020, and they just released their Netflix show, Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun, and they're back with brand new show, Auntie Donna's Coffee Cafe, which premieres on ABC iView on Wednesday the 12th of April at 9 p.m. On this episode, we talk all about the new show filmed in Melbourne, the fallout from their Netflix series, and upcoming tour dates and future plans. Broden even goes on a note run mid-show. True story. Here it is, my chat with Auntie Donna on The Plug Podcast. All right, welcoming back to the pod. Well, it was a different podcast, but it's a new podcast, but I'm welcoming back to the show and Zoom for the second time in my life, Mark and Broden of Auntie Donna. Guys, welcome to the show for the first time, but again, good to see you for a second time.
Yeah, today it's the first time we're seeing you, but canonically in the podcast, It's the second time that these characters have featured in the podcast. So well, explain that?
How would I explain that we were on a podcast and then now we're on a podcast again?
Yeah, in the canon.
In the canon?
Yeah.
There's a canon?
Not like a, you know, like chronologically.
Oh, like the MCU.
Correct. Yeah.
Is that what canon is short for?
I think it's C-A-N-O-N.
Is it a play on chronologically?
Yes. Let's say yes. Broden looks like you're saying no, but I'm not sure actually.
I think you're both showing yourselves to your audience and just they're going fools.
These absolute fools.
Dopes, yeah. Dopes.
Well, yeah. I wonder about the etymology of canon. That's all I'm saying.
Your audience is saying these guys should feature on the series. They should be addicted to OxyContin. they should be on the show Dope Sick because their opinions are dope. Dopish. Oafish.
Oafish.
You're both acting like oafs.
Yep.
And it's morning over here. I was hoping to come on here and act like oats so I'd get a nice breakfast. But turns out I'm acting like an oaf.
Because you're saying that to act like an oat would then give you oats.
It would sustainably fill my tummy with oats.
Often, by acting like an oat would give you oats.
It could.
No. Well, if you
might be able to sneak into an oat factory pretty fucking easily, wouldn't I?
Okay, so you wanted to act like an oat to then sneak into an oat factory to then steal oats?
Look, man, it's my fantasy, all right?
But I want to know your fantasy.
In my world, I'm allowed to do whatever I want and no one can judge me.
I just want to know. I want to see where you're coming from. We're in a place Trump just got indicted. The world is more divided than it's ever.
I understand this, but I'm coming from a place where if I pretend to be an oat for breakfast. You better believe I'm then eating oats for breakfast. Whether that be because I've snuck into an oat factory or someone has seen me at Woolworths, picked me up, put me in the back, stored me with the oats, and then like a rat, I nibble through the boxes, get into them. All right? That's my personal business.
Oats cost you. I could get you oats in 10 minutes for a dollar.
I dare you.
Great.
I dare you to do that.
We have time.
I can leave right now.
Yeah.
I can leave. You can talk to Neil for 10 minutes. Yeah. I will come back with oats.
I don't want you to do that.
I will do that.
All right. It's up to you, man.
Neil, why
is it up to me?
Because it's your podcast.
It's your podcast.
So you want me to leave? Come back in 10 minutes with oats.
Kind of like for the commitment to the bit, I do.
He's gone.
Great.
He's gone.
And now this is the
part. It's me and you until oats come.
We sit in complete silence until he comes back.
Is that really what you want to do to your podcast listeners? I mean, I guess you can cut it later.
No, it's fine. Well, Mark, it's good to see you. I guess we'll just whittle down the time until
Broden returns. We can talk about whatever you want, man. We can talk about you know, oats or breakfast stuff, like anything to do with kind of like
we
cereal.
We can't. I'm actually sponsored by Weet-Bix, so it's
Weet-Bix. Are you really?
Nothing. No.
Well, Weet-Bix are a kind of oat if you think about it hard enough.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
But if you think about it too hard, you'll realize it's not at all.
Which I think Broden is doing. So, I'm very happy that he's committed to the bit.
Yeah. He loves to commit to the bit.
Well, dude, I'm so happy to talk to you guys again because the last time you were on was to promote the Netflix series. And now as we're recording this, this will come in, I think, the week of release for the ABC show. We're probably 2 weeks out now. I've watched almost all the episodes. Congratulations.
Almost all of them?
Well, actually, I got all the links last night, all right? And it was New York, 11 p.m. when I got them.
Right.
I've watched 4 of the 6. It is so good, dude.
Oh, that's very sweet of you to say.
It's, I mean, there was a part of me that was like a little worried that, you know, when you have the freedom that I imagine you have working with a giant like Netflix, coming back to obviously an Australian network and the ABC, there might be like you might have to tighten up a little bit. But for people who are listening, this is not like a diet, Auntie Donna. This is what I would imagine if there was a season 2 of the Netflix show, what this would be like. It's fucking funny. It's weird. It's wacky. And some of the names in this series as well, obviously the big one, Richard Roxburgh, who people who may not know, Jesus Christ, Mission Impossible 2, Moulin Rouge. He's Elvis's dad in the Baz Luhrmann. Van Helsing. He's done Broadway with fucking Kate Blanchett.
Blanchett, I believe.
Yeah, like it's so well done. Tell me about the path to getting to this series, working back to Jesus when we did this November 2020 when we were here talking about the Netflix show. How long has this been in the pipe for?
Yeah, it's sort of been in the pipe since we didn't get a season 2. Mm-hmm. In that sense, it was just one of those things, man, where there were people who were working at the ABC kind of while we were coming up who, I think it's fair to say, quite vocally thought that we weren't very good. And that's fine. Mm-hmm. Comedy is subjective. Art is subjective. I understand that. And so almost the reason the Netflix show sort of existed or happened or we kept pushing for it and kept pursuing it was because it looked pretty firmly, unequivocally, that we were not going to get a television show in Australia, which was always the dream. Having a show on ABC was genuinely, you know, like having like a Kath and Kim or Leno and Woodley, you know, that kind of thing. That really was the dream when we started. That's what we always wanted. That was the goal. We wanted to make an Australian show.
Yep.
But that didn't look like it was going to happen. So we make the Netflix show. It does its thing. It does what it does. The algorithm said no to a season 2, but also we were quite happy with that in a lot of ways because, that show is like, man, that's like, you know, 10 years of us doing sketch, and then a presentation of kind of that. By the time we'd finished that show, we'd written that show, we had no more sketches left. We had nothing that we hadn't written that hadn't been filmed and put up in some way, right? Yeah. That we liked, you know, there was a bunch of shit sketches that we didn't want anyone to see, but we were kind of like out. So had we gotten a season 2, which would have been nice, like, you know, publicity wise, it would have all looked very successful and stuff. I think, personally, I can only speak for myself, I reckon I would have struggled a bit creatively. Because I was like, because it's like, fuck, I got to write another like 40 fucking sketches. I've been writing sketches for 10 fucking years and we got nothing, right? We got no foundation to build this up. And, but then things change at the ABC, different people come in, different people start working. And when a new head of comedy came in, the man by the name of Todd Abbott, he was like, he just reached out to us and was like, hey, if you were to do a show in Australia, what would that show be? And we started kind of pitching ideas around. And then we got very lucky again because somebody who was working at ABC, a producer, Rachel Miller, she'd actually produced our web series, Glenridge Secondary College, right? So she knew us, was familiar with us, liked us. And we had those two people. We had Todd and Rachel sort of just really behind us and who really sort of like trusted in the idea that we, you know, kind of knew what we were doing. And you'll see the show and maybe you'll disagree with that statement or maybe you'll agree with it. And so it really was like, you know, powers change. The people who say yes or no, there was a bit of a shift there. Those people liked us. They gave us an opportunity, and this is sort of what we came up with. So it's very nice that you said earlier that it doesn't feel watered down or restricted, because it very much wasn't in any way. We were sort of given notes, and we did work collaboratively with the ABC, but they were very hands off in terms of tone, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
They were like, you know, let them do the fucked jokes, and they helped us with like structure and, you know, certain watchability, and if you know, certain narratives didn't make sense or weren't, you know, clear and that kind of thing. Yeah, it was awesome.
Sid, it's funny you mentioned right at the start of your response there, you mentioned Lane and Woodley, and I think I had them on the podcast like during the pandemic. We didn't mean to, but we got very deep and we started talking about like their, obviously, the Adventures of Lane and Woodley, which was on the ABC in what, the late 90s. And they both said, and again, this is probably during the pandemic, probably even before you and Broden were on the last time. And Leno said, we have always wanted to do another version of The Adventures of Lane and Woodley, but Australian TV wouldn't want it today. And I remember you said in that last podcast something similar. You know, you weren't sure if Australian networks would want something like an Arnie Donna product. Seeing this show proves that mindset is gone, surely, because again, as we said, this is not a watered down version of Arnie Donna.
Yes.
It's so funny, and it's so good to hear that you're saying that these new people kind of like let you guys do you, and they'll just you know, they be TV people, you do the fucking content, right?
Well, yeah, but you know, they're also those people are also really I don't know how often it is that you get sort of an executive or a producer that are extremely creative as well, and like, and because it was there's also a sense sometimes of those kinds of people going, I don't get it, let them do it, we don't believe in it, whatever.
Yeah.
Uh-oh, what's this? Someone's just walked back into the room.
He's gone. Oh my god, did you do it? Was that 10 minutes? Actually, I'll look at the timestamp.
What do you got?
Boom! I mean, I can't
even tell you. Rolled oats. Oh, quick 2-minute oats. And what's, is that a little treat for yourself?
Yeah, I just got myself a nice coffee as well.
Well, we didn't agree on that.
Well, I didn't. It doesn't matter whether I agreed on it or not.
Do I need milk for this?
No, you can have it with water.
But what if I want it with milk?
You can get milk.
Do I have to go get milk now to make this work?
Do you want milk?
Well, I can go get milk if you want.
Fine.
Do you want me to go? Because I would only do it with oat milk, because
no, don't put, oh no, I disagree. I don't think you should put oats with oats.
But I can't just have it, and it's one big box. You didn't get the little quick packet.
Don't eat it. Don't actually eat it. I was just gonna have this for home.
Oh shit, I'm sorry. I
because it was for a bit, but I was gonna bring that home and have it for my oats.
Well, it's all right. Well, then we'll just leave the oats here.
This is good. I need Uncle Toby's to sponsor the show. So just leave it right in the corner.
Frame this in a way that is like good for the shot, good for you.
Does this work? Perfect.
Yeah, I love that. Good.
Great.
Keep saying what you were saying.
Oh, man, I can't remember. What were we talking about?
I don't know. I was buying oats.
Oh, yeah. I was talking about how Todd and Rachel are like awesome.
Yeah, we've worked with lots of networks now, and it's all about the right timing and working with the right people. And we're at a place now, I guess, where we were 10 years ago, we had to kind of convince people that we could be funny. And now there's people who have kind of seen us grow and build what we do and say, we kind of back you and support what you're doing. So for me, this was my favorite project we've worked on, because A, I think we're creatively in a place where we're writing our best stuff, but also B, the people around us are the most supportive and cool, both in our own team and then outside our team as well.
Looking for a new sound in 2023? The new ATH TWX9 is Audio-Technica's flagship true wireless headphone. These fully customizable premium buds deliver incredible high-fidelity audio with adaptive noise cancelling and dual microphones for professional call quality. So whether you're listening to your favorite tunes, podcasts, or just looking for some peace and quiet, step up your headphone game with the new ATH TWX9. Available now at JB Hi-Fi Australia and audiotechnica.com.
again, going back to that last podcast, and this is me looking at it purely as a fan, the Netflix show comes out in November 2020. At least in Australia, it's doing so well. All the reviews are fucking positive. Internationally, you got guys like Neil Patrick Harris who are latching onto the show. What happened where I think everyone was kind of just waiting around for an announcement that season two was going to happen. Were you guys in a similar position for at least a few months of will they, won't they? Or did you know pretty soon that it wasn't going to get picked up for season two?
Netflix are pretty upfront about the way they develop things. Mm-hmm. So their model is essentially make a billion things and get a billion people on board. And then for something to go again, it has to be very, very particular. And the truth of the matter is they're almost like, while we think of them as a network, they're more like a tech company. They're more like Uber or Google or one of those. And they're purely data and number driven. So our whole process, when we got the phone call that we were making that show, they said they're going to give you 6 episodes. It was never like we're developing an ongoing series. When we were working with them, it was, you know, conversations were always like, welcome to the family. This is your place on this platform. While we would have loved to have made that forever, that kind of was never really the deal. The deal was you're really weird and alternative and you deserve to be showcased to the world. And at that point, we'd been turned down multiple times by lots and lots of other places for being too weird. So they gave us the chance to be in a place where we could build our audience. Having said that, it was, you know, without going into too much detail that we're not allowed to say, we know it was really, really big in Australia. Mm. We know it was really, really big in the UK, in Canada. And for it to go again, it would have had to have done, you know, huge, huge numbers that we're probably not capable of doing. But what it did allow us to do was to walk into the ABC and walk into other places and say, we have an idea, this is what we want to do, and not have to change it. And then also, this was something that we were hoping would happen, but we put our world tour on sale last Wednesday and it sold out on Thursday. All those kind of benefits came from it.
Yeah, it's while it was disappointing that we didn't get a season two, we do constantly remind ourselves that it is fucking insane that we got a season one. Like that we even, because if we, quite genuinely, if we went over to America right now and had Big Old House of Fun never been made, and we were pitching that show right now, there is no way in hell that it would get made. And this isn't a self-deprecating thing. This is just like quite literally where the industry is at, or what the sort of mood, the environment is right now, is no one's looking to do small and niche, right?
Yeah.
The time for that has sort of passed. It might come back again, but at the moment it's passed. So the fact that we even got a season one, we were so lucky, and I mean that genuinely in the sense of timing and hard work. We'd been working hard for like 8 or 9 years. We walked into Netflix at a time when they were making heaps of shit. They just started a sketch department specifically because they wanted to do sketch again. They were making 4 shows. We happened to walk into their door at the right time. It's nuts. It's nuts because that show would not get made today overseas.
When or how quickly did you go from Netflix to ABC then? Was that a call that you guys made? Was someone at the ABC reach out to you?
We were pretty much like, once it was confirmed that it would be a standalone series, we rang ABC and they pretty much just said, yeah, come over here.
Yeah, shit, I didn't realize how quick that was.
Everything takes longer than you think. Like like Netflix called us, I remember it was August 2018. August 2018. And they said, we'll start booking flights soon. Get ready. And then there was 12 months of legal contract negotiations while we sat around and wanted to die.
Literally 6 months went past from August after we got the call where we heard nothing. Like we heard nothing. It was like, you are greenlit. Six episodes. You could be writing this show as early as fucking 2 months from now.
Yeah, they're like, we'll book flights. And so we just couldn't organize anything. We couldn't organize a new live show. We couldn't move house, or like it could be signed tomorrow and you're going next week. And that was for like 12, 13, 14
months. Yeah, we were in limbo for a year. It was one of the worst years of our lives, quite genuinely. Mm. Yeah, it sucked.
Well, I mentioned when you were on the Oats run before, Broden, to Mark, last time we did the podcast, I think actually like a couple of news reports came out about our conversation and what you guys are talking about, that there needs to be more Australian content, and specifically Australians getting behind Australian content. You guys now doing this great big new show with ABC feels like it's kind of that ship has been steered in the right direction. Does it feel that way for you?
It could. It depends on how this goes, I think.
Right.
In my opinion, it's like one show maybe doesn't mark a full change or shift in the wind just yet. I think it's about really how people respond to this, and then what that does. Because it could be a blip, it could be nothing, or it could, you know, maybe be the start of something. I don't know. It'd be great to see more weirdo shit. It'd just be great to see more stuff, really. It doesn't all have to be weird. We like weird stuff, but it doesn't all have to be weird. It's just more about like you know, comics or creatives really having a place that they can go and they can get better at what they do and have the opportunity to make some stuff. So hopefully it does. If this is part of that, if this is somehow part of a new wave, then I think that's probably the greatest thing we'll ever get to do in our entire careers. Like, that would be the most amazing thing to be a part of, but we don't know. That's really up to you, the viewers. Hold on, I'm trying to get my finger right. It's pointing at the camera. You know, it's like, if you really like the show, like, talk about it and share it. And if you didn't like it, just wait a little bit. Just wait a couple months before you say anything.
Well, you guys are also super passionate about working with Australians in Australia too, right? Like, you didn't have any inkling or desire to come to LA and stay in LA, did you?
No, because to go to the doctors costs $140.
Correct.
It's brutal over there.
It's like $9 for a coffee before tip.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's
unless you made the show in like Des Moines, Iowa, it's too expensive.
But there's also, it's really hard because it's also, that's where the money is, you know, right. That's where there's an actual like industry that has a lot of opportunity. It's really hard because there's more people, you know, there's more people going for it. Like every single person that's serving you that $9 coffee before tip has written a screenplay and they're trying to get it made.
And the doctors, you know, the doctors, you're going to see them for, you know, hey, I've got my asshole hurts. And they're like, oh yeah, well, I've written a screenplay. And you're like, but I just need you to help with my asshole.
Like, and they're like, read the screenplay first, please. It's really good.
And I'm like, well, will you not charge me $140? And they're like, no, but I'm not going to look at your asshole until you read my screenplay. So you're sitting there in the doctors with a sore asshole.
Yeah.
And you don't know why it's a sore asshole, but you've got to sit there and read like a 120 page screenplay. You're like, this is awful.
I went and saw Paul Thomas Anderson because I had a cold. And he gave me Magnolia to read. And I was fucking in the waiting room for like 3 hours. It's such a long script.
It was brilliant, yeah.
I mean, it's incredible. It's one of the best, you know, I adore that movie. But I was also like, this has already been made. Like, you made this like 20 years ago, dude.
That's worth mentioning. When we talk about the person selling your coffee being they've got a screenplay, we're not saying that everyone's trying to be famous. We're saying that everyone who serves you in America is famous. So when you go and get that $9, when he talks about, you know, a writer, we're talking about, you know, the guy who wrote Adaptation.
Charlie Kaufman. Like, he makes an incredible latte.
Yeah.
What happens post 2023? Because again, this show comes out. You've got this US tour that, as you mentioned, has already sold out. I think that's through October. Are you guys going to take it month by month after that? Do you have more stage plans? Do you have more scripted works coming up?
We're going to play Minecraft on our podcast.
Mm-hmm. It's a Patreon exclusive.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So well, some big things.
Yeah, we build a castle out of diamond.
So, like, it's some really big stuff on the horizon.
We're doing a bunch of stuff. This is stuff that we can't super talk about just yet, but with our production company, Haven't You Done Well productions. We have some really cool stuff coming up that's not necessarily Auntie Donna focused, but, you know, has our sort of has our involvement in it in some way or another.
We're making another TV show with some
I don't know if we're allowed to say. I don't know how much we're allowed to say, but some other bullshit will be coming out, which is sick.
We're directing the third Ant-Man. No, the fourth one.
Fourth. Yeah, the third one. Yeah.
They never told us.
This one's called Quantum Mania Mania. They wanted to up the stakes.
Right, okay. Is Paul Rudd still Ant-Man?
Not sure.
Right, interesting.
Sure. We're only 3 weeks into shooting. We're not sure yet.
Okay, yeah, we haven't gotten to that bit in the script. So that's going to be cool. And, we might just roll around in the mud for a bit because we haven't had the chance to do that. And we bought a pig pen recently.
Yeah, we bought some land.
We got no swine. We got land out west and the swine hasn't come yet. But
we want to get, we got a big hose that we're just going to
huge.
Sort of put in a mud heap and sort of get that ready. Get that nice and sloppy.
Get ready. Cause we're going to have a break. But most of the break's going to
just
be us in the pen rolling around in the slop.
We'll get out for lunch.
We'll get out for lunch and we might invite some influencers down to sort of, put it up on their TikTok.
So again, 2023, you got this tour. 2024, we've got a show coming out. Are you guys thinking more live show stuff, at least like for the next, say, 2 years, or are you going to be more focused on this TBA project?
We've got a bunch of stuff we're going to do, but at some point we will write a new show and do that. We used to make an hour every year. And every second year, the show would be bad because it takes 2 years to make a good show. So you'd make one good show, one bad show.
Yeah.
So now we try and make one every 2 years as opposed to one every, and then you take all the good stuff and you make it a good show. And that's been our philosophy for a while now, is to do good content.
Yeah. But yeah, and hopefully we're getting to a point in our careers where you might see there might be less Auntie Donna content every year, but the stuff that's coming is a lot more focused and it's stuff that we're really, really passionate about. Because we've been doing this for 11 years now and we don't want to burn ourselves out. We don't want to, have our audience be like, enough is enough. We'd want to bow out at a time that makes sense. So, we're hoping that over the next couple of years, there might be less stuff coming out, but it's stuff that we really fucking give a shit about, stuff that we really, really want to do.
Yeah.
And whatever that is, we don't know. We don't know what that would be. Yeah. We're still exploring and having fun with it.
Well, guys, it was so good to talk to you. And thinking back to that first podcast where you were really honed in on the fact of making Australian content with Australians, for Australians, by Australians, this new show is one of the best things I think we've had in Australia for many, many years. And I don't say that lightly. So congratulations again, guys. I can't wait for everyone to see this.
Thanks, man.
And thank you. I'll send you the contract for Uncle Toby's because this is great visual content.
Oh, we don't need Uncle Toby's.
I despise them.
Great. Okay. Well, maybe I'll have to cut that part out. That's good anyway, guys. Thanks so much.
Thanks, mate. See you later.
Thanks, Neil. Thanks.
This episode is proudly sponsored by Audio Technica Australia. Subscribe, rate, and review The Plug on your preferred podcast platform. And follow us on Instagram and YouTube at The Plug with Neil Griffiths and on TikTok at theplug.podcast to stay up to date with episode releases and giveaways.